The Man in the Iron Mask. When Edmund Marchiali discovers that his twin brother Louis is on the island St. Marguerite, with Marguerite at his mercy, he hurries to the island only to find that Marguerite has met her death. Louis, still dazed, confesses that Marguerite has jumped from a window high up in the fortress into the yawning chasm of an angry sea and rocks below. Edmund, his face almost black with rage, rushes at his brother.
I'll kill you! I'll throttle the light out of you!
Edmund, don't! Edmund, you're mad! Those eyes! Edmund, you've lost your reason!
No! No! Don't die! Die! Edmund, I implore you! Edmund, it wasn't my fault! I didn't think she'd do it! She climbed up into the window frame. I didn't think any woman would have the courage to jump up there.
Die!
Edmund, have mercy! Edmund, I'm your brother!
Well, have you anything else to say? No. Your lips are blue and your eyes closed. Are you dead? By heaven, if I haven't choked the life out of you, you'll die as she died. You'll die as Marguerite died. Ah, you still breathe. I'll smash you on those rocks below.
No, Edmund.
I'll smash you! Smash you!
No. No, Edmund, have mercy.
Marguerite's voice. Marguerite outside that window. Oh, Marguerite. On the wind I heard your voice down there in those waves. The soft sound. It was you.
Let him live, Edmund. There could never be blood on your hands.
Oh, Marguerite. Marguerite, my darling, come back to me. I cannot go on without you. I love you, my darling. Oh, Marguerite.
Edmund, I've been looking for you. Mon Dieu, what is this? Why, Edmund, you killed him.
No. He still breathes.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Majesty. To think that France has been ruled by such as him. Man who would drive such purity, such loveliness as Marguerite to her death. To those rocks down there.
I've been talking with Navarre, the jailer. I don't know whether you know the truth, Edmund.
Yes.
The swine. No punishment is good enough. It's a pity you didn't kill him. And yet...
No blood on my hands. Marguerite would never want blood on my hands.
And yet it's either your life or his, Edmund. Don't you realize that when he recovers consciousness, he'll put you back in the mask? And this time it will be the heavy mask.
What does it matter? What does anything matter now Marguerite is dead?
A moment. Your brother has been guilty of a ghastly crime. He has driven Marguerite to her death. Why shouldn't he be punished? I have in my mind a most incredible punishment. A punishment which is equal to the crime.
No blood on my hands.
You are my ward, Edmund. And I love you. I have always felt that one day you'd make me proud of you. That day draws near. I know how broken is your spirit, your poor heart. But there's a future for you, Edmund. And that future is France.
France?
Your brother has ruled France wickedly, wantonly, with no thought of the people. Since you took his place for his convenience, why not take his place now for France's convenience? For France's future?
What do you mean?
Louis lies there, unconscious. In the next room is the mask. There is a blacksmith on the island.
A blacksmith?
You mean... Why not? Your brother locked you in an iron mask. Now he has done worse than murder. Is it not recompense? Is it not fitting that he should pay for his crime?
Of course. Then Louis and his mask remain here.
And I?
You take your place, your rightful place, for this man is not worthy. You take your place as King of France.
Within an hour, a blacksmith was called and was informed that the King of France had a commission for him to do. Louis, it must be remembered, was almost unrecognizable. His face was blue and bruised in the struggle he had had with Edmund. His lips were swollen. And now, as this blacksmith began carefully to weld the iron mask over the man's features, he little realized that he was imprisoning this wanton King of France. But soon the work was done. And as it was almost completed, from behind the mask there came a groan. Louis was recovering consciousness. Motioning both Saint-Mars and the blacksmith to leave the room, Edmund stood in the center of the floor, his arms folded, waiting for full consciousness to return. At last...
Where am I? What is this blackness?
There are shutters which cover your eyes. All you have to do is lift them, Louis.
Shutters? What is this talk of shutters?
Perhaps I can assist. You must become well used to the mask, Louis. It's yours for life.
For life? Great heaven, I can't move it. And the weight. The weight.
Exactly. And remember this, brother Louis. You wear that mask for Marguerite's sake.
Marguerite?
My wife. My lovely wife, whom I love more than life itself. You drove her to her death. But she would never wish blood on my hands. So you will wear that mask as repentance.
Oh, no. No.
And now I shall leave you, Louis. Leave you this lovely island, which is also christened Marguerite.
You can't do this thing. I'll tell them. I'll tell everybody. I'll have you arrested. I'll have you put on the rack and torn limb from limb.
You've made your own rack. This is goodbye, Louis.
Goodbye? This is but the beginning. Wait till they find me. The guards, the soldiers. Guards! Guards, come here! Help! Help!
Save your breath. These walls are thick. As for the guards, they'll come in good time. Goodbye, brother. I leave you now to make France a better place to live in, if it is in my power.
France a better place to live in? What crazy talk is this?
For a whim of yours, I took your place as King of France. I know your rooms, your friends, your procedure. Now... For the sake of mankind, for the sake of all Frenchmen, I will rule France as you.
This is fantastic, preposterous. You can't do it, Edmund. Wait till the guards come, and if you kill me, I warn you, my body. They'll find my body, and they'll guess, and you'll hang. Hang.
I'm willing to take the risk. Goodbye.
Come back.
Goodbye, you murderer.
Help! Help! No.
Jailer! Jailer!
You called, Your Majesty?
Jailer, the man in the iron mask. I fear he's losing his reason.
Indeed, Your Majesty.
You must guard him closely. You must never let him out of those rooms. Understand?
I understand, Your Majesty.
His talk is wild. He has the most fanciful ideas sometimes. He even imagines that he is the king.
Then he must indeed be losing his reason, Your Majesty.
I understand you're head jailer here. I also understand that you strictly discipline your men. I am pleased.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
From now on, you shall be the governor of this island. I have another post for Monsieur Saint-Mars on the island.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you. I promise I will do all in my power to uphold my position.
All I need of you is your loyalty and your dependability concerning this post. Guard the man in the iron mask. Guard him well. Let no one near him except yourself and your guard.
I swear it, Your Majesty. And thank you once again for placing such trust in me. I am your grateful servant.
Get up off your knees. See to the prisoner's needs.
Monsieur Samar and myself go at once to the mainland.
Yes, Your Majesty, and God bless you, Your Majesty. Godspeed.
Governor. Governor of St. Marguerite. Only a jailer, and now I'm governor.
Who's that?
Who do you think it is? Get up on your feet.
It's one of the jailers. Oh, thank heaven you come. Jailer, quickly. Take this thing off my head.
What? Take off the iron mask? Things have changed round here, Marchiali. You used not to wear the iron mask when St. Mar was governor, but now you will wear it all the time.
You don't understand, jailer. I'm the king. My brother has had me locked in his mask. He wants to keep me here, but I'm the king, your king. Have this mask taken off at once.
Here, here. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm the governor of St. Marguerite, and I want respect from you, see?
Respect?
You, the king of France. Then perhaps I'm the king of Spain, eh? Get up off your knees and stand to attention.
You dare to talk to me like this? How dare you? I'll have you taken to the guillotine.
Are you refusing to obey me? Get up on your feet. Get up or I'll kick you where you lie.
Taylor, you've got to believe me. I'm the king of France. I'm Louis the 14th.
Well, that make you change your mind. Get up and stand to attention.
No, you've got to believe me. Someone must believe me. I'm the king of France and my brother is escaping from the island.
Mad. Mad as a hatter. You poor fool.